Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 24th of February. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. All right, for the day, scores on the doors as usual. The ASX 200 closed up 0.3%, 21.6 points, 7,307. We opened at 7283.2. We had a high of 7315.5 and a low of 7278.7. So another relatively narrow range trading today. But as usual, it is all about the little duck paddling on the pond. And at the moment, the little duck is quite stable in terms of index level. The ASX 200 falling 0.5% for the week. But underneath, there is plenty of action, plenty of heartbreak, and plenty of fist pumping as well, as some results cheer and some results blow investors up. And we'll get to some of those a little later. But generally, the market pretty firm today across the board, with the exception of the iron ore stocks. And we did see BHP continuing to slide a little bit, down 1.6%. Rio under a bit of pressure, 3.6% down, and Fortescue down 1.7%. Gold's also not doing so well today, with Newcrest down 2.5%, Evolution down 2.9% as well, and gold miners generally on the nose. Gold price in the bullion side of things at a two-month low at the moment. Lithium, though, slightly better today. Pilbara cheered with their results, up 1.1%. Not exactly staggering. They did pay an 11-cent dividend. A broker comment generally quite positive, but not that positive. Liontown were up around 3%, and we also saw IGO up 1.1% and AKE up 3.7%, doing well today. Oil and gas also doing well in the winner's enclosure. We had Woodside up 0.7%, Santos up 1.2%, doing well there. We had a mixed session for coal stocks. Yancoal was up 1.8%, whereas Whitehaven was down 0.8%. So resources, a bit of a drag on the market today. But where the market was good was the banks. We had CBA rallying another 1.3% after going ex-dividend. The big bank basket was slightly higher, 178.53, 0.8%. Really, that was all about CBA, to be honest, up 1.3%. As I say, NAB's up 0.3%. And ANZ and Westpac pretty much unchanged, as was Macquarie. Although we did see some gains today in QBE up 1.1%, Suncorp up 1.3%, and Medibank Public up 2.1%, getting a few broker positive vibes there in terms of that. But fund managers on the nose again. Magellan down 2.4%, slipping below $9. Platinum off 3.4% as well. Tech stocks doing well today. WiseTech. The market loves WiseTech, 4.1% higher, Xero up 1.6%, Altium up 2%. The Alltech Index also doing well today. That was up 1.6%. Not too many drags there. CPU up nearly 2%. And old school platform stocks also doing well. Real estate up 2.1%. Car sales up 1% as well. Industrials generally pretty positive, led by Brambles, up 7.5% on an upgrade to guidance. Qantas rallied 2.2%, even though everybody hates their service. And we did see utilities doing well, Origin up 1%, and APA up around 0.8% as well today. So some good news there. REIT Petites better as well, GMG up 1%, and healthcare slightly firmer as well. In corporate news today, there was plenty of corporate news around. Star Entertainment returned to trade. They raised nearly $600 million at a placement. They rose 8.6%. We also had Slater and Gordon. There is a blast from the past. They have now backed a $150 million takeover offer. EML Payments got a letter, a nasty letter it seems, from the Irish Central Bank, the CBI. Central Bank of Ireland. It was up to them. They are putting more clamps on, it seems, EML payments business coming out of Ireland. Stock fell another 9.5%. In results, we did get that Brambles result doing well. Square also, after initial fall after hours in the US, picked itself back up, took itself higher, 5.9% on a result rethink. Link, their losses widened, but it did rise 0.5%. And Jumbo Interactive, which is the online lottery side of Tab Corp, or rather Lottery Corp as it's now called now, they were down 0.9% on their results. Mineral Resources also came out today. A little bit disappointing on the mining services was the hole in the ground that they couldn't fill with lithium results, because the lithium was knocking the lights out, but the mining services continuing to see inflationary pressures. Stock fell 0.1%. Nothing today on the economic front of any significance. Of course, we do have the US PCE tonight. So that's the big one, the Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index. So that'll be interesting. 10-year yield softer, 3.84%. Asian markets a little bit mixed, to be honest. Japan up 1.1% after its birthday party for the emperor yesterday, coming back on stream. But China down 1% and Hong Kong tumbling 1.4%. US futures currently slipping a little bit. And we've got Dow futures down 34 points at the moment. And we have NASDAQ futures as well, slightly easier. They are down 27 points today. In the winners for Grinners today, let's run through them. This is a stock that I hadn't really focused on ever. HLI was the best large cap performance today, up 17.1%. We also saw Boss Energy doing well today, up 9.5%. Star Entertainment Group up 8.6%. SGR. Styx, STX, which is Strike Energy, up 8.1%. Bega, well, they're certainly not sour. They're bouncing around at the moment, up 7.5% for BGA. Brambles, unusual to see them in the top or bottom, steady as she goes, as Jack White would say. But BXB was up 7.5%. And 7 West Media also had a good day today, up 6.3%. Square, the artist formerly known as Block, SQ2, up 5.9%. And Talga, up 5.6% after bouncing from that placement price of $1.55. In the naughty corner today, sitting very much on the naughty step, we had FCL, which is Phineas Corp. Shocking day today, down 12.3%. Not huge volumes, very thin as usual. OBL, OBehave, well, they didn't behave today. They were down 18.7% for Omni Bridgeway, the litigation funders, the old IMF. MGH, Mass Group, also not doing too well, down 9.03%. Arafura, ARU, closed down 7.4%. 29 Metals, results out today, underwhelmed again, 5.5%. Regis, RRL, was down 4.8%. And DVP, down 4.4%, rounding out the losses today. Positive sectors, well, pretty much everything, really. Oil and gas, REITs, healthcare, tech, banks, industrials. The only unfortunate negative sectors today, very much the iron ore miners and the gold miners. The big bank basket better to 178.53, which is up 0.8%. The Alltech index up 1.6%. Gold in Aussie dollar terms was, let me just get it up, pretty much unchanged at 26.77. Bitcoin lower, 23.975. Aussie dollar 68.12, pretty steady there. 10-year yields steady at 3.84%. Let's look at the movers and shakers that we haven't talked about yet today. Paladin having a good day, up 4.2%. One of the cracking stocks today was a stock called AVH, which is Avita. Does a relatively similar thing in some respects to PolyNovo in terms of trauma and burn treatment, and had a 20.1% rise today. A really good result for them. IVZ, Invictus Energy, also doing well today on a drilling update, 7.7% better. And Just Whistle for a presentation from MVP. more on that, but it's basically the green whistle for pain relief was up 14.2% today. Resimac, not a good day for them, down 9.9%. Not a good day for Platinum Asset Management, which I bought yesterday. 3.4% down, not too bad, all things considered. PolyNovo falling 2.6%, a little bit of broker commentary coming out from them, maybe a bit of switching to AVH. And we did see speculative stock of the day. Well, there were no winners on the upside, so I thought I'd put a loser on the downside. And that loser today was a stock called Cogstate, which is involved in trials for Alzheimer testing. A bit of patience required on this one, it seems. They were down 27.4% today. Not a good day for Cogstate. All right, looking at some company news in a little more detail. Star Entertainment Group had a good day today. They raised nearly $600 million in a placement and an institutional entitlement offer of $1.20. They had a take-up rate of approximately 94%. Good news for them. Block reported Q4 gross profit of $1.66 billion, beating analyst average estimate $1.63. And the company also announced a more moderated approach to spending in 2023. They also talked up the opportunity for buy now, pay later in America, which is interesting, of course. Zip is one of the stocks there that has a big buy now, pay later presence in America. Zip fell 2.8%, whereas Block, the artist formerly known as Square, was up 5.9%. Interesting. Brambles had a great day out today, upgraded its full-year guidance, expecting revenue growth between 12 to 14%, underlying profit growth between 15 to 18%. It declared an interim dividend of 12.25 cents US, which was up 14%. Universal Store reported a 31.7% increase in statutory net profit. The company's interim dividend was 14 cents. Underlying earnings before tax and interest was 28.5, up 43.2. That is one that I have liked for a little while. Mineral Resources reported a surge in profits in the first half, driven by record earnings from lithium. Net profit after tax rose to $390 million, declared an interim dividend of $1.20. Jumbo Interactive reported an 18% increase in revenue to 62.4 and declared an interim dividend of 23 cents, which was up 4.5%. Aristocrat increased its share buyback program to $1 billion due to strong cash flow. They got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. Link Group reported a net loss of $410 million, revenue down 0.2%. And the new CEO, Viket Bhatia, cited inflationary pressures as a challenge for the company. In economic news, not much out today, to be quite honest. We did get some ABS prisoner numbers in jail, not really market moving. Westpac's chief economist has raised the forecast for the RBA's terminal rate, though, to 4.1% from 3.85%. Meanwhile, over in Asia, the new Bank of Japan's governor, Kazuo Ueda, said the central bank will need to consider normalizing policy if the outlook for prices improves. Data for January released today showed that core inflation has reached 4.2%, which is more than double the Bank of Japan's price target. China has called for a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine and has put together a 12-point plan, which is pretty much the same 12-point plan it's had all along. Nothing particularly new there. And in the US, US private equity billionaire Thomas H. Lee has died aged 78. And personal consumption expenditure price index due in the US. Last month, the PCE price index increased 0.1. We've also got US personal income, which is expected to have risen 1.2% last month, and that's up from an increase of 0.2% the prior month. And consumer spending is expected to rise by 1.4% in January, up from a decline of 0.2%. So it's quite a big night in the US tonight in terms of data, and that data is important because that data is the data that the Fed looks at. Well, that's it from me today. It has been a busy week. I hope you've avoided some of the landmines that have been out there. We'll be back again on Monday to do it all again. Have a great weekend.